Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
This podcast is part of the Planet Broadcasting Network.
Visit planetbroadcasting.com for more podcasts from our great mates.
Hey everyone, just me at the top of the show to let you know about the two more live streams. That's right, we're only going to do two, but then they were so great and the good people here at Stupid Old Studios were like, hey, we can actually do more. So we're going to do another two episodes of it, and who knows how many more in the future. Hopefully we can continue doing them for as long as this shutdown period lasts. If you want to know what I'm talking about, you can head over to joshearl.com.au and get a ticket. Tickets are $10. The stream starts 4:30 on Saturday. So this Saturday, the 25th, and also the 2nd of May, they're the last two. It's up for 24 hours. So if you can't see it at 4:30, you still got another like 24 hours to watch it. And then they disappear forever. Yes, these are not going to be Patreon-only episodes. These are not going to be further down the track. They're just up and then they're gone. So thank you, everyone who's been on so far. So the first week we had Ben Russell, Xavier Michaelides, Ben Lomas, and Danielle Walker. And then last week we just had Matt Stewart from Do Go On, Jess Perkins from Do Go On, Dave Warnicki from Do Go On, and Geraldine Hickey. This week, very exciting, we have Kate McLennan, Anne Edmonds, Greg Larson, and Alexei Toliopoulos are going to come and do it. So make sure you get a ticket. Tickets are only $10. Massive thanks to everyone who's been subscribing to Patreon. If you have some spare dollars and want to help out the podcast and me and my family, you can go to patreon.com/dykwia. Also, if you want to buy a t-shirt, I have t-shirts for sale. I'm all out of larges. If you wear a large, I'm out of that. But I have very few extra larges left, a fair few mediums and a fair few smalls. So I can do that and post it out to you. And that would be cool. That's all I need to say. Enjoy this very, very funny episode with Deanne Smith in LA, Joelkin Booster in LA, Sean Patton in New York, and Alice Sneddon in New Zealand. We're crossing three countries and four cities. That was fun. So enjoy your week. Stay safe. Wash your hands. And, you know, we'll all get by. Hello and welcome to Don't You Know Who I Am, the podcast that asks who knows whom, who knows what, because who knows why. My name is Josh Earl, and this week on the internet I found out I share my name with a Boone County resident in Kentucky who has a warrant out for his arrest because he failed to appear for his court case on the 10th of April. Like, it's Boone County, it's called quarantining. He's allowed to do this. You don't have to go. It's not essential. It's good for us all. Hey, if this is your first time listening to the podcast, what I do, I get four very funny people and I quiz them all about their lives. So let's meet them now. Our first guest is a comedian, a writer, an actor who shares his name with a man on Facebook who couldn't be more of a Russian bot if he tried. All his friends are just cam girls. That's the only friends he has. Can you please welcome back to the podcast? It's Joelkin Booster. Yay.
Hello. Also, most of my friends are cam girls as well. Okay. So I wouldn't speak... You know, this is too only, firmly about this other guy.
This is only a Joel booster as well. I couldn't find any other Joelkin boosters.
Yeah, you know what? I might be the only one.
I tried.
I might be the only one.
Also joining us is a comedian who shares their name with a woman on Facebook who the only information that she's made public is that she likes touch football. Can you please welcome, it's Deanne Smith. Yay!
Oh, hi.
Wow.
Hey, Deanne.
I like touch, but I do not like football.
There you go. That's the only thing. It actually says Deanne Smith... I like touch football. And that's the only information she has there.
There's something really unsettling about that.
It's really weird.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think it's kind of nice just to have like one interest and go for it.
Yeah.
You know, like don't diversify your portfolio. Just like stick to what you know.
Also joining me is a comedian who shares his name with a Year 12 student in Wangaratta here in Australia. Can you please welcome back to the podcast, it's Sean Patton. Yay.
Woo. A 12-year-old or a 12th grader?
12th grader, so a senior in high school.
We say 12th grader, I think, okay, as well. That's... Yeah, that's my dream. That's my dream.
We could say 12th year if we wanted to, too, Sean.
We could.
Yeah.
Oh. We could also like switch to the metric system if we wanted to. But
if we really wanted to.
Why don't you? Really? It makes so much more sense.
It really
I
does.
Actually don't I think don't that's know. True. I don't think that's true, Josh. I don't think that's true.
You don't think that the metric system doesn't make more sense?
That's an insane thing to say. I don't know what it is.
100 centimeters is a meter.
Wait. What is 6 feet in? How far are y'all?
181 centimeters.
181 centimeters.
Yep. The weirdest one is Fahrenheit and Celsius. The fact that freezing is not zero, that just makes no sense to me.
Yeah, that is wild.
Well, yeah, no, it makes sense because you want to go pretty. You got to be pretty cold. You got to be pretty cold to be.
It's frozen, also weird to hear people be like, "It's so hot. It's like 42 today," and you're like, "What?"
Yeah. That's fucked up. Wait, are we allowed to cuss?
Yes, you are.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I wasn't sure if this was like one of those state-sponsored podcasts. You know?
No, we have no sponsorship. Hey, finally, is a comedian who shares their name with an Edinburgh manager of fashion chain Zara. Can you please welcome back to the podcast? It's Alice Sneddon.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. Incredible.
Yeah.
Finally taken on Edinburgh. Love that.
I think you've got the coolest one.
Yeah, that's sick.
Yeah, I think, Sean, you've got the most. There are more Sean Pattons out there in the world than anyone else on this podcast.
There's even a website that is, it's I Am Sean Patton, and it's not me, but it's a fucking guy teaching stand-up comedy courses. It's not me.
Oh, really?
I don't know. Yeah, I've reached out to this fucking guy numerous times being like, take this down. I'm an actual comedian, and I'm tired of answering questions about why I don't teach stand-up comedy classes.
There's a but Josh
I took those stand-up comedy it. Classes.
Yeah.
And I found them really useful.
I love the way you've got so much like space about you. Like you, and this almost looks like a flu thing.
Sorry.
No, don't be sorry. Look, I like it.
No, I'm fucking embarrassed now. Can I drop off the call?
For the listener, Alice has her camera set up as if I'm talking to my mum and just the top of her head.
It's just eyes.
Yeah. Also, I should point out to the listener, we have Sean, you're in New York. Is that right?
I am.
Joel and Deanna are in LA. Alice is in New Zealand. I'm in Australia. This is...
Wait, Deanna, you didn't go back to Canada?
No, I just moved here in January, so I...
No, she wanted to stay where we have inches and feet.
And where it's a warm 80 degrees every day.
Yeah.
Wait, but there wasn't like... I thought it was like a call to like all Canadians, get back in here.
If I was smart, I would have gone. That's where I have healthcare. But I'm just rolling the dice and hanging out in Silver Lake.
Justin Trudeau standing on the front porch, like yelling out, "Hey, get back here, Dan, come on!"
All right, our first game today is called Social Me Media. Well, I'll read out status updates by the four of you. And if you think you know who wrote it, buzz in. Your names are your buzzers. You get a point if you get it right. A point to the person who actually wrote the tweet if you're incorrect. So don't worry about getting it wrong. You can't lose any points. Poker faces on. Here we go. Question one. It's weird that Russians are so anti-gay. They invented the concept of a woman inside a woman inside a woman inside a woman inside a woman.
Joel Booster.
Yes, Joel.
Do I have to do my full name?
Just Joel's fine.
Okay, great. I'm going to say that's Deanne.
You are correct. That's a point there for Joel. Yes. Deanne
Smith. That was incredible.
A delightful tweet. A delightful tweet.
That is a wonderful tweet.
Got a laugh out of me.
That's good.
I would have preferred it if I had written it and then also laughed at my own tweet. It's a true display of unbridled confidence.
All right, question two. Either this car has seat warmers or I've unknowingly pissed myself.
Deanne.
Sean.
Yes, Deanne.
I want it to be Alice.
You are correct. It is Alice, yes. Yeah, so the point is Deanne.
Yeah, and I had pissed myself.
I was gonna say Alice as well.
I was gonna say that sounded like a very you tweet. That just sounds
I'm not that good with words. I ain't that good with mouth sounds.
God, I can't believe I come across as someone who just pisses themselves. I mean, that's fine.
First thing.
I guess we're all confronting ourselves in the midst of this pandemic.
Also, can I just put it on the record? Not a fan of the seat warmers. Not a fan.
Mm-mm. No.
Especially the seated toilet seat, the warmed toilet seat as well, which you can get.
Oh, God, no.
Don't want to know that someone may have been sitting here. I want to do that work myself. Yeah.
Man, you guys are doing well in Australia. Yeah. Warm toilet seats.
I know. It's hot for most of the year. We don't really need them. Question 3. I love dogs, especially when they're used to fill the void that is their owner's personality.
Alice.
Yes. Yes, Alice.
Joel?
No, that was Sean Patton. A point there for Sean.
Fuck.
That was me.
That was you.
Fuck. That's mean. That's mean.
No.
Sassy mood that day. You know what I mean, though. You know these people, like there's a lot of dog bars in Brooklyn. And there are people who just let their, like, Shiba Inu run crazy. And it's like, it's not, we don't know, we know it's not you controlling the dog with its mind, with your mind. It's, you don't have a mind. But also, we're in the process of adopting a dog right now, so.
That's nice.
Wow, so you're about to become the thing you hate the most.
I recently ran into a friend on a walk, and they just got a new dog. And I said, oh, what kind of dog? And they said, a rescue. I'm like, that's not what I was asking. I want to know, is it like a Labrador?
Breed.
Is it whatever it is, but not a rescue.
Okay. I have never once given a shit what kind. The dog breeds mean nothing to me. Is it a short dog, a tall dog, fat dog, skinny dog? Anything beyond what I can see with my own two eyes, I don't give a fuck.
Dude, I'm hoping we get this Jack Russell Terrier Black Labrador mix because it's A, adorable.
Okay, is it short? Is it tall? Is it fat? Is it skinny?
You know what it is? It's very Taylor Kitsch. It's very just like, it's not jacked up, but it's not thin either. And it's not huge, but it's tiny. It can, a horse dog, but you can fly with it on a plane.
Someone whose career was ruined in 2011. That's who you're bringing up into the conversation as a tonal comp.
Is he the star of John
yes.
Wick, or is that? Yeah,
John,
he is.
John Carter no, goes to
John,
Mars.
That's it. Yes, and he was on Friday Night Lights. So.
Yes.
I would fucking love him as a dog. I would.
Yes.
You would fuck him as a dog,
Alice. I just want to get on record that you said you would fuck him as a dog.
No, I said I would fucking love him as a dog, but I want to get on record that I would fuck him as a dog.
Okay. Next question. I know it's healthy to regularly exercise, but I'm already brushing my teeth twice a day and I don't have time for both. I have to prioritize.
Sean.
Yes, Sean.
That is a Joel Kim Booster tweet.
No, that is an Alice Sneddon tweet. So a point there for Alice.
Wow, huge. Lazy and pisses herself. Can't wait for the fans I get out of this.
Okay. Question 5. I just got horny from reading the word cock.
Deanne.
Yes, Deanne.
It's got to be Joel.
It is Joel. You're right. Yes.
My rule of averages. It certainly is my team.
I love that.
That happens to me sometimes too.
It's saying it and reading it. It really is the most sexual, I think, of all the genitalias to like of all the words for it. Cock.
Yeah, yeah. I'll agree with that.
Even I have to agree with that.
Yeah.
It's also, I think, the only word where your face makes the position to receive it when you say it. You know, like cock. And your face naturally is like ready.
Well, I don't know. Check this out. Labia. I don't know.
Oh my God. You guys, we all just workshop together an incredible joke and we share it.
I will put it in my next special and I will claim it.
I've got the receipts here with the recording. Okay. Question 6. Never more engaged and in the moment than when I have something stuck between my back teeth.
Joel.
Yes, Joel.
I think that's Alice?
You are correct. It was Alice, yes. Okay. Point there for Joel. Yeah.
We're starting to paint a really good picture of Alice.
The picture that is being painted, that you specifically, John, who selected the tweets.
Yeah, so I did select these
of
ones.
Alice.
It's a very nice
What did Alice do to you, John?
Yeah. Nothing. I like her. I think she's very funny.
I would love listeners of this podcast who have no knowledge of what I look like to please submit fan art based on the tweets provided.
Next question. Can't believe the apocalypse is happening right when I started to get a handle on my anxiety.
Sean.
Yes, Sean.
That sounds like Deanne.
You are correct. Yes, a point there for sure. Yeah. Yes.
Nice. I forgot we were playing a game and I've just been enjoying the tweets.
This is good. You're doing all right. You got points.
Like, Twitter's great. Like, what a site.
Did you know there's a whole website full of these?
Yeah, insane. I found out what I'm going to use to pass the time.
Yeah, right? I remember being on the road show with Deanne in like 2011.
Really?
And yeah, in like Mulwala or Bendigo and Swan Hill.
We showed you the great places.
Yeah, yeah. But I think we talked a lot about anxiety.
I think it's very possible. I don't remember that well, but I do remember
that you. That sounds like every road show with every conversion band.
Yeah. We're just going to talk about how much anxiety we're experiencing.
Although most visitors to Swan Hill do talk about their anxiety, so it's completely fine.
You know, it's funny because I remember it was like Deanne and me and then Roisin Conaty, who I love.
Oh, yeah.
I love Roisin. Right?
And we were all talking about how fucking insane and crazy and anxious and kind of shitty the shows were. And then Tommy Little was with us.
Yep.
And Tommy was just like, what are you talking about? It's everything's amazing. I'm beautiful.
And he holds that opinion to this very day.
Yeah. I like Tommy, but when I was there in 2018, he's like huge in Australia now, right?
Yeah, yeah. He's got a TV show on most nights. Yep.
Well, as y'all would say, good on him.
Yeah.
Good on him.
But when you were here, Sean, I think he was releasing the calendar that he put out. Was that true?
Shut up.
He had some tasteful nudes done. And
is the calendar funny because he's hot or funny because he's not hot? Or is it not funny because he's hot?
It's hot. Not funny because he's hot. Yeah. He was putting it out a couple years ago, right?
Yeah, it was like 2 years ago. And he was just drip feeding these images. And all happened during Comedy Festival. And the talk of all the comics were like, Tommy has lost it. Okay, what is going on? And then at the end of 12 days, he revealed all the photos were raising money for homelessness. And they would zoom out of the picture and he'd be like sleeping on a park bench with his top off or trying to shower at a beach and that kind of stuff and raising money for this fashion brand called Homie, which all the profits go to homelessness. There you go. He's got a picture of him.
Seeing it. Yeah, he looks like a real piece of shit.
He's lovely. Oh, he's lovely. But I'm just saying it was a real thing of him putting this out there and not being able to tell anyone I'm doing this for charity and just having for 2 weeks every comic in Australia just
that's
going,
a great prank.
What the fuck is this guy doing?
Really great prank.
Yeah.
That is such a specific prank that really only works for like comedians. Like it's a prank on comedians because it's like, yeah, anybody's allowed to release a calendar, but to trick the entire festival, that's astonishing.
All right, question 8. This is a bit of an act out. I'll be playing two characters. That's weird.
Wow.
What? Nothing. It's just this one. You mean our murder victim? Yeah, it's just their tweets. What about them? Every single one of them is good. Two homicide detectives reading my tweets after I get murdered for being right about everything.
Alice.
Yes, Alice.
Is it Joel?
You are correct. It is Joel.
That
yes.
Does, that, yeah.
The only person who didn't laugh.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I thought, she showed great humility in that moment. And I want to congratulate him.
I would like to say for the record, too, that homicide detective is spelled intentionally incorrectly in that tweet. It is homicide detective.
I didn't pick that
up. There's lots of layers.
I'm sorry. That's very good.
Question. Nothing worse than getting murdered and then having a straight detective investigate it.
Question 9. crazy to say this, but I think I miss flights.
Joel.
Yes, Joel.
Is that Sean?
You are correct. Yes, that is Sean. Yeah.
I knew it would be.
I do.
You love to fly. My baby Sean loves to fly.
I do. Except to come to where you are right now, unfortunately. You have to go to other continents, apparently.
We just had one of our major airlines collapse. We've only got one major airline in
Qantas?
Australia. No, Qantas is fine. It's Virgin that collapsed.
Really?
Oh, no. Yeah. That's how I get to Australia.
Yeah, that's the airline I fly with. That's who I had all my points with, and then they're all gone. I mean, I know. I am the victim in all this. Thank you.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I have a bunch of Virgin points, too. What am I going to do?
Well,
now I have a stockpile of food and shelter, but no Virgin points. What am I going to do?
A friend of mine was very smart and used, when they heard about it collapsing, before it collapsed, they went and spent all their Virgin points and bought like heaters and fans and shit like that from the Virgin store.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Mm. Wow. Joel, you could use those for your Delta miles if you're a Delta person.
No, I mean, I'm
No.
Thank you for the earnest advice about what to do with my miles. You really do love to fly.
Yeah, I love when my friends are able to fly as much.
And our last question for this round, I mean this as a compliment. But Olivia Colman is Judi Dench with 4 years of sketch and improv training. I won't be taking any questions.
Sean.
Yes, Sean.
Is that Deanne?
No, that is Joel. Another point there for Joel. No. Yes.
Wow. Yeah.
Did you say impro, not improv?
Yeah, that's what we say. We say impro in this country. It's another...
Yeah,
the V is silent.
And if you said the V, he would have gotten it right.
I am sorry.
Yeah, I probably...
The V really...
We say,
that's why I thought Deanne. I was like, that seems like some Canadian English.
No, the improv, the V is in the word. We just don't say it. But we do say maths.
Really?
We put an S on maths. We drop the...
Do you really think that Deanne would remove the V from something, Sean? Come on.
At the end of that round, the scores are... Sean Patton on 2 points, Alice Sneddon on 2 points, Deanne Smith on 2 points, but in the lead on 4 points is Joel Kimbooster.
Wow.
4 points.
Four.
Fucking hell.
All right, this round is called You Can Find Me in the Club, Bottle Full of Bub. Remember when we could all go out to clubs and stuff? What a time. Well, this round reminisces about those times and one person in particular. And today we're talking about an experience that Deanne Smith had as she was entering a gig. Now, as she was entering, the security asked her if they could check her bag. But what did they find in the bag? Was it A, in the bag there were 3 small bags of shit from her dog that she was meant to throw out that day after she got back from her walk but had forgotten about? Was it B, they searched an inside pocket of the bag and that was full of Deanne's girlfriend's hairballs? Or C, her bag was full of vomit from the ride over where she was sick in the car. She was only going into the venue to use the bathroom and wash her bag out and try and salvage the contents from it. Now, one of these is true. You can ask her as many questions as you want, but bear in mind, Deanne wants you to get this wrong so she gets your points. The floor is open for questions. Ask away.
Deanne, what kind of dog do you have? And keep in mind my criteria.
She's a rescue. She's a small, skinny one. She's like 5 pounds, 2.5 kilos.
Okay.
Thank you, Deanne.
Deanne, what kind of girlfriend do you have? And keep in mind...
his criteria.
Yeah, fucking this. let it be noted that I did the classic cartoon Kirby.
A classic.
Yeah.
Wait, but are you married?
No.
No?
No. Right. And this story would be referring to an ex-girlfriend.
Why did you collect her hairballs?
That's a very good question. I didn't collect them as much as she just put them places to surprise me.
Would they like come from her mouth? Or like from her hair and then she would like arrange them in her hands? Like,
my girlfriend was a rescue cat.
Okay.
That clears anything up.
Deanne, what made you sick? What made you sick that you threw up?
I don't drink that much. So I'd had a big night And that was about it. And then the movement of the car. Yeah.
These answers are more revealing about us than the questions are about the end.
Deanne, what city was the club you were entering, the gig?
This all happened in Toronto.
Okay.
All right. And is that where you are from?
It's where I was living at the time and where I lived for 5 years. Yeah.
Okay. Checks out with having a dog.
They allow dogs in Toronto. That is true.
They allow it?
Yeah, but here's my thing. What was your dog eating that it shit three times? I've had dogs. That's a lot of times to shit.
I mean, she's got a sensitive tum. I don't know what to tell you. We're currently, did you ever have to change your dog's food over? Like from one brand to another?
Yes.
Probably, yeah.
I have to do it over the course of a week or her little insides go crazy.
Oh, really?
Hold on. What do you mean you have to do it over the course of a week? So are you doing half of the original?
Yeah.
That's too much effort.
I agree.
I reckon let the dog have the shits for a day and it'll adjust.
Yeah.
It's only 5 pounds, though.
Yeah, just let...
Is there a community of dog poop fanatics that you are collecting the poop to mail to?
Ooh, I bet they're out there, and I maybe need to find new income streams during the quarantine. So that's not a bad idea.
Yeah, yeah. Okay.
Do people have an inkling of what they're going to lock in? Do people already know what they're
doing? Yeah, I do.
Yeah.
All right, Joel, you can go first. What do you think?
I think it's the third one. I think it's the vomit.
Vomit in the handbag?
Yeah. The hair thing is too weird. I don't buy it. And three shits is too many for one day.
Okay. Alice, what do you think?
I even though three shits is a lot, I think it's the dog.
You think it's the dog shit? Okay. Mm-hmm. And Sean, what do you think?
I'm going with Joel on this. I think it's the vomit.
Okay. The correct answer was the hairballs, B. So
no!
3 points for Deanne.
Yes.
Well, I'm. You see me looking for the bag because it might be in this room. But so the thing is, I had this girlfriend. Her name was Hannah. She's beautiful. She's lovely. She has a great sense of humor. She had very, very long hair, like long blonde hair beyond because she'd grown it out to donate to kids with cancer for wigs. She's an incredible person. And she'd leave these like hairballs in the shower and it grossed me out so much that she started like collecting them. Alice, you might know about this with long hair, like rolling up your hair when it falls out in the shower. So
yeah,
she's
No, because nobody does this.
No,
I know, it's insane.
I used to have a flatmate who would like slap her hair on the shower wall. So like every time you went into the shower, it would just be like the walls covered in hair.
Yeah, I don't know how people can leave the shower with hair on the walls as well. Like I've lived with people who every time I would have a shower after them, there'd just be so much hair on the wall. I'm like, what are you doing in the shower, flipping your hair around?
Yeah, that's impressive.
Territorial.
Yeah.
So these hairballs, she collected them over probably when I was in Australia over 3 months or so, and then gave me a bag as a gift. And in one of the back pockets of the bag were just probably 20 to 30 hairballs, and it was disgusting. And I forgot they were there. It was a Janelle Monáe concert that we went to, and the security guard reached their hand and they're like, okay, what am I going to find in here? And I was like, don't do it. It's just full of hairballs.
You know, Deanne, I don't want to put too much on you here, but most people will only interact with one lesbian. And
you were that lesbian for that man that day. And you don't know. He might be the only one he ever meets. And that's what he thinks.
I know. It's not right.
He says, those ladies, they just got hair. That's full of hair.
I'm going to say, at a Janelle Monáe gig, I reckon there might be more than one lesbian at the gig. I'm just going to put that out there.
True, also, actually.
Also more than one lesbian with a bag full of hair, too, at a Janelle Monáe.
At the end of that round, the scores are Alice still on 2 points, Sean still on 2 points, Joel still on 4 points, but now out in front on 5 points, it's Deanne Smith. Yes.
Wow. I have to share this victory with you, Josh. You came up with the cover stories of the vomit and the poop.
Thank you. Very believable. Thank you. Now, Joel's giving me shit for having too many shits in it, so I thought that might have been. All right, now this round is called Yeah, Nah, Yeah, another thing we say in Australia. Now, in this round, each of you are given a fact about someone else on the panel. If you think it's true, you'll say yeah. If you think it's a lie, you say nah. You can ask them as many questions as you want. If you get it right, you get a point. If you're incorrect, the person who the fact may or may not be about, they will get the point. So Just answer it as if it all really happens. Here we go. So, to Deanne. Sean, one night, coming home drunk, was stopped by a guy asking for money. Sean knew this guy and had given him money before, but tonight, Sean could not be fucked at dealing with this guy, so just gave him all the cash he had on him, which is about $86. This guy, who I should point out was homeless, took it and left without even saying thank you. Yeah or nah?
What city did this happen in, Sean?
This is in Brooklyn, in my neighborhood, in Crown Heights.
Why would you... Was he just very annoying? What were your interactions with him like in the past that you're just like, here, take everything I have?
He's like, I mean, there are these... I live like by two large halfway houses. So there are all these guys who are not necessarily homeless. They're clean, you know, like they have fresh haircuts and whatnot. But they are beggars. They are constantly, they're outside of every subway stop. They're outside of every bodega. And they ask you for money. And I had given this dude money before. And he caught me on a night where I had come back in town after being on the road for like a month. And I had done a bunch of spots that night. So I had like cash from shows. And I was just in a mood, like in that, like, I don't care mood. And I was like, you know what? Here, dude. And I like, as I pulled it out, I counted it out and was like, yeah, fine. There it is. $86 and like 20 something cents. And he's like, there you go. There it is, man. Have at it. And I thought he was going to fucking hug me, but no, he just looked at it and was like, out. I was like, all right, fuck you too. And quick side note, I followed him for like two blocks to make sure. Because then I panicked and was like, oh God, that's enough to kill him. Like if he's going to go like, oh shit. I don't know what I was going to do if I saw him like buying drugs or something. I don't know what the fuck I was going to intervene, but I just followed him for two blocks. He lost me. But he's, to my knowledge, still alive because I've seen him plenty since.
Huh. I want to say yes, because 86 is so specific. The emotion involved in remembering someone that did not thank you feels specific. The following two blocks feels like too much information, but I want it to be true, and I'm saying yeah.
You are correct. That was a true story. Yes, a point there for Deanne, yeah. So
I could hear Sean's voice in the email that you copy and pasted into that question. I knew it was Sean. I can't remember what the copy was, but something, I was like, that is straight from Sean's email to Josh with the story. I can just, something about it.
But you said you'd given him like $5 once before and he was super, super happy about that.
Yeah, I had given him like twice before. The first time I ever met this guy, I reached in my pocket. I had a bag. I reached in my pocket. I thought I was giving him a dollar. And when I looked at it, I was like, oh, that's a five, whatever, here. And he was so like, oh, thank you. He said, thank you for that. And then it happened again like a month later. But this time I knew it was a five. And I was like, oh, there you go, bud. And he was happy. So I figured it was going to blow his mind.
I bet the reason he didn't say thank you the third time was probably because he was like, wait, this man is a millionaire and he's just been giving me fives this whole time. Why wasn't I getting $80 the other two times too? That's why he was mad.
It's a fucking terrible habit I have though. It's like a bad, like I give anything I have on me to homeless people because I'm
terrified. I don't think that's a bad habit at all.
Yeah.
No. Because that money means nothing to you, Sean, and it means everything to them.
Means everything. I mean, now, shit, dude. I'm like, $86? Like, now I'm like, dude, I could live off that. Honestly, I think I could live off $86 for like a month. Like, buy $86 worth of like cheap provisions and be like, I don't need anything for this month.
All right. So a point there to Deanne. Now to Sean.
Yeah.
When Alice was in her second year of university, she signed up to do a drug trial as a way to make money. One of the legalities was that if she died, as a result, her family would be given $10,000 for her funeral. Alice called her mum thinking this news might guilt her mum into just giving her some money, but her mum just replied, yeah, that's plenty of money to cover your funeral. Yeah or nah?
Oh, Alice, where did you go to university?
I actually have been to a bunch of universities, but because I kept transferring, but that one was Otago University, which is at like the bottom of the South Island in New Zealand.
Which island are you from?
From the North Island, from Auckland.
Okay. Do you have like, are both your parents still together? Are they still together, your parents?
Yeah, they're still together, yeah.
Is yeah, your mom
disgustingly happily married?
Okay, okay.
It really worked out for them.
Okay, I have the exact same thing. Disgustingly happily married. Yes. Yeah. If people don't realize that it's just as like damaging as divorced parents.
Yeah.
You put everyone on a pedestal.
I agree. That's the message I want to get out to the children of divorce. You don't know how good you have it.
But are your parents
just don't know?
Are your parents happy together?
Yeah, so happy.
Okay. See, mine were together. Mine only got divorced like 5 years ago, but for like 20 years, they were not happy together. I think that's worse than just going, "Oh, we're not happy," and divorcing straight away.
My parents have been together for 40 years, and since I've been around for 32, have never slept in the same room.
Wow.
Yeah.
But I think the ship has sailed. They're not getting divorced now.
Yeah, they're sticking it out. I love it. It's like a stare down to see who will commit adultery first. All right. Alice, do you think you get your sense of humor from your mom?
Yeah, I do. Yeah, for sure. Especially now, like I recognize it more and more because during the pandemic and stuff, she's like, you know, loving the whiskeys and she's getting more acerbic. And I'm like enjoying that a lot. I recognize it.
Does she come to your shows and shit?
Like when she does from time to time, but for the most part, I'd say they have like little to just like, you know, they're like, that's cool. They like it when other people mention me to them, but they'd rather not engage with my actual stuff.
Okay. All right. If you talk about like sex or anything, does your dad think it's funny or is he just like, oh, Alice, come on?
Oh yeah, no, they don't give a shit about that. Yeah, yeah, they're fine. They think it's funny. Yeah.
All right. I think
they're a weird mix of like religious liberals.
Okay, I think this is true just because it mirrors my exact relationship with my mother. And she would 1,000% say some shit like that.
Well, you are correct. Yes, a point there for sure. And that was a true story. Yes.
Oh, yeah.
That was absolutely true.
What was the drug trial? Do you remember what you were going to be injected with?
Yeah. Yeah, it was just tramadol, which is like a painkiller, which I'd had a bunch before anyway. So I was like, well, this is
on
chill.
A Saturday night.
Yeah, exactly. So I was like, this is fine. But like the whole thing was so stress inducing because when you go, you can't have any drugs in your system. And I definitely did take like recreational drugs. And so like, I became very anxious that like in my like blood test to check, I was clear for the thing that I would then like test positive for other drugs. And then I would like go to jail and I was studying law. So I was like, this is the worst thing. But I think I got paid like $4,000 for 2 weekends.
That's good.
It was fine. Yeah, I did black out at one point and puke, but it was all worth it.
The Australian comedian Alistair Trombley-Birchall was doing stuff on malaria treatment, so he just would go for an hour and put his hand in a jar full of mosquitoes. That would be the treatment.
That's hell. I hate that so much.
So for the whole week, he'd have like just an arm of mosquito bites.
Yeah, it's like those pedicures or whatever where you put your foot, like your feet in the pond full of fish. Yeah,
no good.
Yeah, it's exactly like that, Alice.
Wait, I've never even heard of that, and I want to do that because I used to.
They nibble off your calluses and shit.
It's so fucking gross. I hate it so much.
But give you malaria.
I hate it so much. It's awful.
All right, so to Alice. When Joel was in high school, he played basketball. And what he lacked in skill, he more than made up for in heckling from the bench. Joel holds the record in his school for being the only player ejected and suspended for 3 games for verbal abuse to a referee, even though he had not played a minute of the game. Yeah or nah?
Wow. What did you say to the ref?
It was something about his baldness. I find with older, especially guys in the Midwest, hair is like the one thing about them that you can get under their skin with.
So was it like one comment and you're out? Or was it like you were sidelines like railing about his ball?
It was a series of like general, like my
go-to, like, are you kidding me with that? Are you like, do you have eyes? But a lot of it then was sort of colored by like, oh, is your comb over getting in the way? Like, can you not, you know, things like that. And I think because it got so personal is why the ejection eventually happened, because it wasn't just like, because like every like person is like screaming things like that, but I was getting creative and personal and cruel. I'll cop to that. Cruel.
Okay. And what like position were you in basketball? Like, what were you good at basketball?
I was forward, but I was not good at anything. I was okay at defense, but I was an effeminate asthmatic, so I was not an asset to the team.
And when you got kicked out, did you return? And did you keep yelling at people from the sideline?
Just for that game. Well, no, I continued. It was the only thing I was good at, so I continued to do that. But yeah. I definitely was not allowed back in that game, but I was allowed back for the rest of the season.
I'm going to say nah, just because I don't think he got kicked out for 3 games.
But
I believe he got it.
You are correct, yes. It is not a true story. Point there for Alice, yes. But Joel did play basketball.
And I actually never got kicked out for that.
Did you do that, though? Oh, you were.
I did do that. I mean, I was like the loudest person for sure, but I never yelled at a ref.
But you told me that your coach had a game plan just for you.
Yeah, the game plan with me was everyone hated me because I was gay. And so he was like, every time he would eventually put me out there, he'd be like, go out there and just be yourself and get fouled. so that I could like, hit free throws. But unfortunately for him, I never hit a free throw. So
that's such a fucking funny Midwest dumb coach. Like, you're gay, oh, right? Get out there and let him.
Well, at this point, I wasn't even out. I was just like a 15-year-old who like was obviously gay, but like wanted to play basketball because I grew up in Chicago in the 90s. So, you know.
Yeah.
All right, to Joel now. In seventh grade, all the kids at Deanne's school would decorate the inside of their lockers, and Deanne was no exception. The object of Deanne's affection was Oprah Winfrey, and her entire locker was covered in pictures of Oprah. Yeah or nah?
Deanne, I hate to do this, but what year did you graduate high school?
That is a good question. It was 1994.
94. Wow, you look incredible, first of all. Yeah. And this was in elementary school, you're saying, Josh, that she did this?
Seventh grade. So is that, that's
seventh
junior
grade.
High?
Seventh grade.
Junior high, yeah. Cool.
Junior high, okay.
And what picture, like, what, do you remember what the picture, which picture of Oprah it was, like, where you got the image?
Now, there were truly so many pictures. They would have just come from magazines. We didn't have the internet in those days. I wouldn't have been printing them out.
Mm-hmm. Do you remember what magazines you would pull the Oprah pictures from?
I mean, no, I don't. But in those days, what might it have been? Good Housekeeping? Where would we have seen Oprah? People? Entertainment Weekly?
Mm-hmm. And did you watch a lot of Oprah, Dean?
I watched Oprah every day at 4 o'clock.
Mm-hmm. And did you flick your little bean to Oprah afterwards?
Answer the question.
I wasn't that. I wasn't aware of that.
Your little bean?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to say nah.
You are incorrect. That was a true story. What? Yes.
Oh.
It is so true. Here's the thing. I don't have any yearbooks with me, but if I did, I could show you. I won best locker girl in seventh grade. And there is a wonderful photo of me posing next to the locker. My eyes are closed. It's covered in pictures of Oprah. And it wasn't until maybe 5 years ago when I was telling someone the story that it dawned on me that I most likely won best locker as a joke.
You did not really graduate in 94, though. That's a lie, right?
No, that's true, because I had to do the quick math. I graduated university in 98.
Oh, my gosh. Deanne, I thought you were maybe, like, truly 30 tops.
No, you're not. Yeah, you look great. I'm right behind you, Deanne. I would have graduated high school in 97.
Whoa. Yeah. See, oh, now, yeah. Sean, I thought you were 57.
Yeah, I'm actually way younger than I look.
I was 98. That's when I graduated. There you go. And no confidence. Okay, fair enough. We'll move on. That's fine. It's fine.
No, it just seems right.
Hey, at the end of the
Josh,
round.
Josh, you have one of the five Australian male faces, so it's always hard to tell you guys.
Yeah.
What it, like, if you're a white man in Australia, you have one of five face templates. And so it's very difficult to tell how yeah. old any of the men in Australia are, because there what are only you, five faces.
What's the title of Joel's, of Josh's face template?
I mean, I don't have titles for them. I mean, I guess I would just, because he's in front of me, call it the Josh. But there, you have to admit, there are only five faces in Australia.
Yeah. Well, the other
Alice laughed in recognition because she knows it's yeah. true. And she knows yeah, it's true yeah. of New Zealand, too, because both of y'all were only pulling from a certain gene pool yeah. for a while.
But when I
it's
first
basically
met
true.
Deanne, so it was me, Deanne, and Hannah Gadsby, and we all looked very similar.
We looked exactly the same. Josh and I had the same haircut,
yeah,
one of these.
Yeah, I just brush it up a bit yeah. now. But yeah. But yeah. The other day I did a show with my glasses on, and everyone was like commenting, wow. why is yeah, Hannah Gadsby now hosting this show? So yeah,
you went from one of the face types to one of the other five face types.
Yeah, well, Hannah and I are from the same part of the world. We're both from Tasmania, so it does make sense. We look very similar.
Yes. And then you've got there's the Tommy Dasilo.
Oh, yeah.
That look.
Yes.
Oh, Tommy Dasilo.
Yeah.
And hey, Josh, you and the guy... Nick who's Cody. That other blonde guy who hosts the sports show in Melbourne?
The sports show in Melbourne.
We shared a theater.
Dave Thornton.
With him, the Americans. What?
Oh, Joel Creasy.
No. Well, actually, yeah, you have that Dave Thorne.
Dave
yeah,
Thornton,
Dave.
Yes.
Dave Thornton. Yeah.
Yep.
You, Joel, and Dave all have the same face type.
I'll take that. That's good. I like that. End of that round. The scores are Sean on 3 points, Alice on 3 points, Joel on 4 points, but way in front now on 7 points is Deanne Smith. Yeah.
What is happening?
You're getting everything right, Deanne. This is our final round. It's called Who Who, Who Who. In this round, I'll read out questions about all four of you. If you think you know who it is, buzz in. Your names are your buzzers. Once again, you get a point if you get it right. You get a point off if you get it wrong. Only round you can lose points. Ooh. Here we go. Who here is lactose intolerant, but that never stops them from giving it a go?
Sean.
Yes, Sean.
That's definitely Joel.
You are correct. Yes, a point there for Sean. Yeah.
That's awesome.
You're too adventurous of a spirit to let something like...
See, I would have picked that, Joel, you wouldn't have much dairy anyway. You seem very fit.
Oh, no. Dairy all the time. Okay. Dairy all the time. It's an important source of fat and protein.
All right. Good. Take it away. Hey, who
and I
here...
would just like to support what he said.
Yeah. Who, as a child, saw a man get very angry at another man for carving a swan out of a block of ice?
Deanne.
Joel.
Yes, Deanne.
Alice?
No, that was Sean Patton, a point off Deanne.
That's who
I... Yeah. Why what was happened? The guy angry?
What's that?
Why was the man angry about carving a swan out of ice?
Wait. Go, because he wasn't supposed to be a swan.
Oh.
The guy was having an ice sculpture made, and it was supposed to be a heart, right? But yep. The dude was carving a swan, and it was just a fucking hilarious thing to witness. Where he's like, "A goddamn swan!" And it was just a guy yelling about a beautiful, yeah. beautifully beautiful. But it's like, this is supposed to be a heart because it's a wedding heart, wedding love. It was very funny.
Next question. Who here is currently dating a couple? Who's dating a couple?
Joel.
Yes, Joel.
Deanne.
You are correct. Yes. Point there for Joel. Yeah.
I wanted to buzz in and say Joel because I heard a podcast not that long ago.
Ah. Are you also dating a couple, Joel?
Sort of. Not really. Well, we'll talk off pod.
Okay. But Deanne, you're saying yours is long distance now.
I mean, we'll see how long it lasts because okay. now it's the quarantine and everyone's losing their minds.
Yeah.
So, but does that, if you are, just a quick question, if you're dating a couple, doesn't that make you guys, like y'all are a throuple, I guess, or like a, no?
Yeah. I mean, yeah, they're gross words. It's a gross.
I think it works. It really is different though with every non-monogamous situation. It is like you got to ask the specific questions. Because not every person dating a couple is in a throuple. I would say I'm not in a throuple, but I am dating a couple.
Ah, okay.
Okay, okay.
When you say that you date a couple, is that different to dating someone who's in a relationship? Because then do you date them both together?
Yeah, because I wouldn't care if either of these people individually lived or died. But together, it's sort of like a Voltron situation.
Sure, yeah. It makes a huge difference. I get it. Yeah. The power of them combined. I understand.
I just want to put on the record on the off chance that they hear this, that I do care if they individually live or die. I care a lot.
That's so interesting. That's all I want to do now is date a couple.
It's but pretty cool.
I don't think I can handle it. I worry about myself just in a one-to-one situation. I don't know if I have the pedigree.
Well, that's sort of the beauty of it I found is there, the other one picks up a lot of slack.
Incredible.
Question though, do you have to be with both of them at the same time or do you switch out and sometimes?
Well, that's sort of again where it's like I think on specific, but I don't know how Deanne's situation is, but it's about the package. So yeah. I don't spend a ton of time alone with either of them.
And are they all the same gender? Is everyone the same gender in the relationship?
Yeah. Yes. But like, what is gender, right? There's also that.
Mm-hmm. Is there another word I could use?
Exactly.
Everyone's working with similar parts, there's stuff you could do.
There are two genders, Deanne. It's people who love Fiona Apple and people who don't love Fiona Apple. And
there's bolt cutters and the people that are fetching them. And that's about it. Well, thanks.
That was great.
Yeah, but
it was
a
pleasure to witness that.
I don't know. I'm trying to get my head around how it would work for, and I'm sure it does work for people in like if like a straight couple and then they had another person come in. But I think
they're the biggest proponent. Like they're the ones who are doing more, I would say, I find functionally anyways. Okay. Than I think gay people are doing it more loosey-goosey. But I think polyamory is the province of straight guys with ponytails. Yes.
The guy from Tiger King, Doc. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Moving on, question four. Who was fired from two ice cream store jobs in the space of a year?
Alice.
Yes, Alice.
Deanne?
No, that was Joel. He loves his dairy.
Fuck.
Yeah.
Fucking fuck me.
Very dairy-themed facts I sent.
How did you get fired from both these jobs?
I got fired. First, I got hired at a Dippin' Dots stand in the mall. And I got fired after 3 days because the owner of the Dippin' Dots stand was spying on us from the Verizon store and said that of all the employees, I did the least amount of work in between customers, which I would just say for the record, in between customers at a Dippin' Dots stand, not a ton of work to be done. I don't know what these other fucking nerds were doing in between customers at the Dippin' Dots stand, but literally nothing to do. If it's a very like, unless there's a customer, there is no work.
Yeah.
And the other one?
And then the other one was a Cold Stone Creamery. And this one was my fault because my boss did overhear me calling her a bitch. But in my defense, she was. And she was also a 19-year-old child bride Mormon.
Wow.
So there was a lot going on in that situation.
Question five. Who once sat with a cassette tape at the ready for hours to tape their favorite song from the radio? The song in question was Afro Man's Because I Got High.
Deanne.
Yes, Deanne.
Is that Sean Patton?
No, that is Alice Sneddon, a point off Deanne. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
I thought cassette tape, fucking. Sean and I had dated ourselves. Alice.
I think Alice and I were still of the talk boy like cassette generation. We were caught up in that world.
A little bit. Just I caught the tail end of it and it was thrilling.
How old were you when you were loving this song then, Alice?
I reckon I was an intermediate, so maybe like 11-ish, 11, 12.
Just blazing.
And just absolutely. Yeah, just hitting it every day. In my Christian family home. No, I don't know why I loved the song. I just loved it.
It was a good song.
Yeah, it was, and it was important for me to have my own copy of it.
Yeah.
Did you manage to catch the whole song?
I did. Yes, I got a whole version of the song. And it was like, you know, when you would tape over a cassette and you would put like the little tape over it to do it.
Yeah.
And then you would be stuck with whatever the intro song was so that I can't remember what. I think it was a Michael Jackson album. I knew early that he was going to be cancelled. And I just like, it like cut from like Man in the Mirror into Because I Got High.
You know, the thing about Afro Man is we don't celebrate basses in pop music anymore. We don't.
Dude. If there's one thing that can come out of this like cultural reset from the from the crisis, it would be that.
I saw.
We'll get to pick one.
Well, dude, I saw Afro Man in 2001 in Baton Rouge, Louisiana, and he opened at this bar venue. He opened with Because I Got High. Then, like later, he was only on stage like half an hour. Later, he did it again. And then his last song, something went wrong with the audio, and he was just like, fuck y'all. And he got off stage, and people booed and chanted till he went back on and did Because I Got High one more time. So it was like the only time I've ever seen like a revert, like a sort of like a shitty encore where it's like people were like, we won!
He was bullied. He was not celebrated into doing another song. He was bullied into doing another song.
Yeah.
I love that.
Yeah.
If I wanted to hear about how any Afro Man's like concert went, that is exactly how I would imagine it happening.
Yeah.
Next question. Who here is afraid of the dark but also obsessed with it?
Joel.
Yes, Joel.
Deanne?
No, that was Sean. Sean is obsessed with the dark.
Yeah.
What does that mean?
I was so confused by it. I thought it was some sort of lesbian spell.
It does seem vaguely Wiccan.
Yeah.
I think it's growing up in New Orleans, but like I don't know. I'm afraid of total darkness. Like I if I'm alone, when my girlfriend's not here, I'll sleep with my laptop open on the bed. But like I'm also full on like obsessed. Like right now, like when we're done with this, I'm gonna go walk around Brooklyn in the dark for hours probably. Because
it's famously the city that never sleeps, Sean. So
but it's also right now probably it's safer to be out at night than during the day because no one else is out. When I would walk when society was up and running, when I would come home late from sets, I would take the fucking dark walks home. And every time I go home into New Orleans, like I would walk around very shady areas. I just something about actual like darkness in cities. I'm obsessed with. I love it. It's like scary still, but fucking beautiful to me. In this really.
Do you think it's that you're comfortable being murdered outside, but you just don't want to be murdered in your own home?
Yeah. I think I'm inviting it.
Nothing worse than someone invading your space. So.
Yeah. Right. Right. Right.
Next question. Who here recently, instead of completing their work, just went down a rabbit hole researching about Sinead O'Connor?
Joel.
Yes, Joel.
Alice.
You are correct. Yes, a point there for Joel. Yes. What prompted the Sinead O'Connor?
Fuck, I can't remember. I just think
she's Muslim now.
Yeah. Do you know what? She's having like such a hard time. And I'll say this, that I have like a horrible habit of reading the Daily Mail, which I'm really trying to like wean off of. But I'm sure that I saw like an article about her having a tough time and then went down a massive rabbit hole all the way back to her like on SNL and shit, where she like ripped up a picture of the Pope. And I was like, she's a fucking legend. And then I watched her perform after that SNL thing where she was on stage at like some sort of like charity concert or some sort of fucking thing, and she got booed by everyone on because of, you know, her anti the Catholic Church stance, and she stayed on stage and continued doing it, which I was like, she's a fucking legend. But yeah, I wish her the best. I assume she's listening, so
she's a big listener, she loves it.
Thanks for tuning in. Yeah.
Next question.
That's a good rabbit hole to look on.
Who here gets annoyed by brown rice? Who's annoyed by brown rice?
Joel.
Yes, Joel.
Deanne.
No, that's Sean Patton.
Point off it.
I'm with you, Sean.
I don't like it.
Yeah, it takes too long to cook.
I like shitty, bad for you, Uncle Ben's fucking rice, you know? Love it. Love it, love it, love it. I don't even know if it is it even bad for you? Is white rice even that bad for you?
It's more starch.
It just depends on how much you're eating.
Yeah.
A lot.
Do you know what? I don't reckon that black rice gets enough airplay.
You're not wrong.
Yeah, I think it's better than brown rice.
And that feels structural.
Is that purple rice or is that a different thing?
Yeah, it's basically purple rice. Yeah,
I do like purple rice, and I love yellow rice. I love like
purple. That's just saffron.
Purple rice.
Yeah, Prince's titular purple rice.
Oh yeah, purple rice. Purple rice.
Question 9: Who here has the letter S tattooed on them? Just Deanne. The letter S. Donna. Yes, Deanne.
Got to be Alice.
You are correct. Yes, it is.
Fucking hell, man. God damn it.
How come you have that letter S tattooed on you?
Sneddon.
No, God, can you imagine?
A Superman thing on your chest.
Imagine how bad it is to have your own name tattooed on your body and then think of something worse than that, because it is the first letter of the name of the improv show. And I'm still in.
Oh, so is this Snort?
It's Snort, yeah.
Wow.
Wait, so do the other members have like an N, an O, an R, and a T on them?
No, we all have
okay,
an
now
S.
It's way sadder.
We all have an S. I know. The whole thing is truly like, we were just out for brunch one day and then someone suggested it and then we were all like, yeah, sure.
So it was a daytime decision. It wasn't even...
After a great gig, let's do it.
It wasn't after a great... It was just like we were all having a lovely coffee. And then we all did it.
It was a fascinating decision.
Yeah, and I think largely there are regrets. But, you know, not only that, but, like, my S is, like, it's not even... Like, I didn't display any taste in picking the type of S I wanted. So it's, like, a little bubble S. And it truly looks terrible. And I'm stuck with it. And I'll never get it removed because I stand by it as a decision.
I think you just add more letters to it and make it say something, like Sneddon.
I just can't have my last name tattooed on my body. I want there to be a bit of mystery when someone finds it.
I have amyl nitrate tattooed on my body.
You have what?
Amyl? Do you know what? Do you have that? It's legal in your country.
Amyl nitrate?
Like the chemical?
Poppers?
Like the...
It's a muscle relaxant.
Oh my God, no, that's... I don't know it.
Okay, well, apparently Josh does.
Yeah, I'm cool. I was going to get a tattoo, and then I was like, oh, it's too old. I'm 38. I don't want to start getting tattoos now.
No, that's the perfect time.
That's fine. Oh, just take the leap. Right? Take the leap. Yeah. Yeah,
cool. Because I've got to get a band logo tattooed on me.
Do it.
Yeah, yeah. You do that.
Yeah. The Jackson 5, you heard of them? Hey, this is our final question for the game. Who was once kicked out of their house by the federal police?
Alice.
Yes, Sean.
I think it was Joel.
No, it was Deanne. A point off Sean there.
Wow.
Yeah.
It was the Mexican federal police. I was living in Mexico. And the people that owned the place figured out that me and my girlfriend were not just close sisters.
Huh.
Yeah, so they needed us out of there. And we wouldn't go.
Oh my God.
So then they brought the police.
That's crazy.
Wow, and your girlfriend's hair was falling out, so you had heaps more like hairballs in your handbag as well. Isn't that crazy?
Just FBI agents carrying out boxes of hair.
Hairballs. So gross.
Hey, at the end of the game, the scores are Alice Sneddon on 2 points, Sean Patton on 3 points, Joel Kim Booster on 4 points, and our winner on 6 points is Deanne Smith. Yes. Well done, Deanne. Because you win, you get to plug whatever you want to plug first. Promote whatever you want to promote. Where can people find you? They can follow you on Twitter. They can do whatever.
Oh, man. Do what you will, you know? Everything is Deanne_Smith. Good luck to you.
Yeah. Hey, no, you've got stuff on Netflix as well people can watch. You've got your Comedians of the World comedy special.
Yes, if you look up Comedians of the World on Netflix, you can find me under Canada. I have a half hour special there called Gentleman Elf. And I don't know when this is coming out, but I am going to do a Zoom comedy show on May 7th. So look at my social media and see what I'm saying about that.
I'd say that'll come out May 7th then. Joel Kim Booster, where can people find you?
I'm at I Hate Joel Kim on all social media. You can watch Big Mouth on Netflix, which I am a writer and a voice for. And I have my own podcast called Urgent Care, which is an advice podcast where I give advice, if you believe it or not. I give advice. And it's all good advice, every single one.
I'll listen to it. I want some advice.
Yep. Sean, where can people find you?
At Mr. Sean Patton on all the platforms. I released an album called Scuttlebutt. It's available everywhere albums can be bought. Please check it out. I have a podcast called Five Words on the All Things Comedy Network, and I have a weekly streaming variety show called Live at 10:33 every Friday night on Twitch. I feel bad for Twitch and Zoom because they were just minding their own business and then this happened and comedians just like, you belong to us now. But we're on Twitch, 10:33. If you're in Australia, I'm not sure exactly what time that is. 14 hours ahead or behind you.
Well,
so 10:33 p.m.
What time is it there now?
Right now it is 9:45.
And we're 11:46 the following day. So do the math. People.
Okay.
Yeah.
There you go. But check it out. Thank you.
Alice, where can people find you?
Alice Sneddon on all social media. And I have another podcast that I do with Rose Matafil called Boners of the Heart. You can listen to that too.
Excellent. Hey, thanks to everyone who's been watching the live streams I've been doing on the last two Saturdays. We are going to do another two, and this week it's with Anne Edmonds, Greg Larson, Kate McLennan, and Alexi Toliopoulos. So make sure you get a ticket at joshell.com.au. Thanks everyone for playing. I'll see you next time. Bye.
G'day, mate.
This podcast is part of the Planet Broadcasting Network.
Visit planetbroadcasting.com for more podcasts from our great mates. It's not optional. You have to do it. We used to go easy on it, but now you have to.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, to get 30, to get 20, 20, 20, to get 20, 20, to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.